Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines third quarter 2016 earnings call, taking place November 9th, 2016 at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, simply press star then one on your touchtone phone. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Charles Daly, Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Avino Silver and Gold Mines third quarter 2016 financial results conference call. On the call today, we have the company's President and CEO, David Wolfin, our Chief Financial Officer, Malcolm Davidson, and one of our directors, Mr. Jasmine Yi. Before we get started, I'm required to remind you that certain statements on this call will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities laws. These may include statements regarding Avino's anticipated performance in 2016 and future years, including revenue and costs forecasts, silver and gold production, grades and recoveries, and the timing of expenditures required to develop new mines in mineralized zones. The company does not intend to and does not assume any obligation to update such forward-looking statements or information other than as required by applicable law. Thank you. With that, I'll now turn the call over to Avino's President and CEO, Mr. David Wolfin.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Avino's third quarter 2016 conference call. Thank you all for joining us here today. Before we begin, please note that the full financial statements and MD&A are now available on our website. During this call, I'll cover the highlights of our Q3 2016 financial and operating performance, and then we will open it up for questions. In summary, it was a positive and very productive quarter for the company. Together with consistent production from our operations, we began construction of a new tailings storage facility in Mexico, established new resource estimates for Avino and Braylorn properties, and also commenced a new exploration program at the Avino mine. Revenue from mining operations for the quarter were $13,200,000 compared to $5,000,000 in Q3 last year. The increase was a result of the Avino mine now being in commercial production, where during the comparative quarter last year, the Avino mine was in development phase and proceeds from the sale of concentrates were classified as a recovery of exploration and evaluation expenses. Higher metal prices for silver and gold were also a contributing factor. Mine operating income was $6 million compared to $2.2 million in the third quarter last year. The increase was also due to new revenue from the sale of Avino mine concentrate and higher metal prices. Our realized silver price increased by 24% from $1,575 U.S. to $1,949 U.S. per ounce sold. Our realized gold price increased by 15% from $1,158 U.S. to $1,328 U.S. per ounce sold compared to the third quarter last year. Earnings for the quarter before income taxes were $3.4 million compared to $44,000 in Q3 last year. Net income for the quarter after taxes was $1.2 million compared to a net loss of $625,000 in the same quarter last year, resulting in earnings of 3 cents a share, up from 2 cents a share loss last year. The increase was a result of the factors discussed earlier, which also had a positive effect on earnings. Additionally, just to highlight, our earnings are up compared to the second quarter of 2016, as operations at the Avino mine are continuing to transition from development mining to production mining. Our consolidated all-in sustaining cash costs for the quarter was $13.83 Canadian or $10.60 US, compared to $11.99 Canadian or $9.16 US in the comparable quarter last year. The increase was a result of us no longer being able to capitalize expenses related to ongoing development of the Avino mine. We expect costs to continue to go down as we complete the transition from development mining to production mining at the Avino mine. Our cash and cash equivalents compared to the third quarter in 2015 increased by 63% from $9.1 million to $15 million. Our cash position has improved due to positive earnings. the strategic use of our ATM through Cantor Fitzgerald, where we sold 6.1 million shares over the last 9 months at an average price of $1.85 US, and an additional financing through Bard Capital Group of 800,000 US. We continue to maintain a strong balance sheet, which will keep us well positioned for expansion and new opportunities. Now into operations. This quarter, our silver equivalent production decreased by 16% to 650,000 ounces. However, we are encouraged that the decrease was mainly due to lower recoveries at the Avino mine, where mining activities took place in a new low-grade zone. Moving forward, we expect recoveries to improve as we optimize the plant for material from this new zone. Advancing our underground operations into new areas is fundamental to our goal of expanding both mining and processing operations. In summary, our silver production was up 3% to 411,000 ounces, gold production was up 10% to 1,800 ounces, and our copper production was down 22% to just over 1 million pounds. At Braylorn, we continue to develop a strategic operating plan for profitable production. Our new mine plan includes changing the mining method to long-hole mining, which is considered safer and less labor-intensive than previous trial mining methods, which would generate positive results starting at 300 tons per day. New mining equipment is being acquired to replace older equipment and further mechanize for long-hole mining. Engineering is in progress to expand the mill from 100 to 300 tons per day and to upgrade the surface infrastructure for a 300 ton per day operation. Construction on the mill is expected to begin by the end of this year and is already underway on surface infrastructure. We also added a buttress to the tailing storage facility, ensuring its long-term viability, and built a facility to house our new microfiltration water treatment plant. Additionally, based on the success of the underground mining training program, which we put on for members of the Statliam First Nation earlier this year, we had our funding application approved by the provincial government to hold the program again this fall. This year, we also gained additional funding to bring in state-of-the-art simulator from Sandvik to enhance the student experience. Student interviews were conducted last week, and the program will commence during the third week of November. Avino is committed to education and training, which is imperative to our success as an operator, as well as to build a strong, mutually beneficial partnership with the communities in which we operate. Now let's move on to the outlook for the rest of 2016. Management remains focused on the following key objectives: maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies, advance the Braylorn project towards profitable production, explore regional targets on the Avino property followed by other properties in our portfolio, assess the potential for processing the oxide tailings resource from previous milling operations, and identify and evaluate potential projects for acquisition. We would now like to move the call to questions and answer portion. Operator?
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone to join the question queue. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure you lift the handset before pressing any keys. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question comes from Heiko Ihle with Robin Renschel. Please go ahead.
It's Ihle. Good morning.
Hey, Heiko. How you doing?
Excellent. Sure is an interesting day in the market and worldwide geopolitically, that's for sure.
Well, you guys have a few changes in your neck of the woods.
Few changes, puts it very politely. Walk me through the delta in the fish here, right? Walk me through the delta in the copper production that you guys saw in the quarter. I mean, it's a somewhat bigger change than what we had modeled. Was this below expectations? Was it an ore mix issue? And sort of, if you could sort of walk us through a path forward for that in Q4 and beyond.
No problem, Heiko. It's Jasmine here. Yeah, Heiko, what has happened is this is a new zone that we sort of discovered. We basically, it was on the other side of the hanging wall fault. So we drove towards it, and what we found was there was another mineralized zone. What it graded was it was lower in copper, but the positive side was there was a lot more gold in it. And what we've noticed is when we were processing this material, the gold recovery was not as good as what we had originally anticipated. Similar to what the recoveries were from the main Avino vein at the deeper levels with the higher copper grade. So this is sort of like in a transitional period. We'll be going back to the deeper zone later on once we are able to access the deeper levels.
Okay. In other words, trendlining the first half of the year is probably a decent way to go.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, fair enough. Moving over to Braylorn, you state in the release that the new mining equipment is being acquired to replace the older equipment and further mechanized for long-haul mining. Just sort of walk me through the capital spend both in Q3 and Q4 for Braylorn, and just sort of walk me through what kind of equipment you're buying.
Okay, well, Jazz, maybe you want to comment on what we've done in the mill.
Yeah, up at Braylon, what we're looking at is a larger operation, like 300 tons per day. We have sort of started procuring some of the major pieces, the big pieces. Like we've basically put a deposit down on the larger ball mill. We'll probably have to upgrade the crushing circuit as well. And this is sort of to improve on the existing layout, which really isn't very cost effective. So we'll be looking at a new crushing layout for the larger operation. On the mining underground side, we'll probably be looking at more of the jumbos.
We've got two new scoops on the
surface.
We've got a loader. So yeah, we're acquiring more.
Yeah, there'll be more equipment.
We haven't acquired anything significant in Q3. In Q4, we'll acquire a new excavator. We just put an order in. It should actually arrive tomorrow. Or today, actually. But as far as any other additional spends, I don't think we've got anything significant planned.
The excavator is going to be used next year for trenching because we want to do some exploration
yep.
there in the gap zones.
At the risk of you saying no, can you quantify it in dollar terms?
The amount of the equipment?
Yeah.
$330,000, but we've acquired that under finance lease with Caterpillar.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much. I'll jump back in queue.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Heiko.
Thanks, Heiko.
The next question comes from Bhakti Pavani with Europe Pacific Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Bhakti.
Morning.
How are
you? Hi, Bhakti.
This is sort of just a follow-up on Heiko's question. You guys mentioned in the press release that the recoveries are expected to improve at Avino mine. Just kind of wondering, is that, are you guys undertaking some new initiatives in order to improve the recovery, or it's just that, you know, once you get past through the wall and get into the deeper zone, and that's why you expect the recoveries to improve?
Yeah, you want to go ahead, David?
I was going to say, you know, as we mine and we sub-level cave and we're retreating back to the main part of the ore zone, it's higher grade.
Yeah, it's higher copper grade in the gold recovery is higher as well.
This new zone is on the perimeter of the deposit, where it's lower grade.
Yeah, lower in copper.
So is that going to be in Q4 or some expected in Q1 17?
Well, I would think that we would be, we'll have a blend of this material in Q4.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a blend.
Yeah, we're trying to smooth it out.
Yeah, we're trying to smooth the grades out.
Okay, all right. On the exploration side, you guys are planning an exploration drilling project at the Avino mine. Could you maybe provide some additional color on, you know, how big the program is going to be, how many holes, capex, et cetera?
Well, we've already started. I think we're on hole number 8.
Yeah.
In between Avino and San Luis, which is all part of the main, which is all part of the Avino structure, but there was a gap zone that was never explored or mined for whatever reason. So we're filling in that gap. And we're working on our budgets for next year. We plan to increase them. So it's hard to say right now, but it's going to be in the millions of dollars, put it that way. So we're back on track exploring. We want to explore to the east and the west of the strike zone and at depth. So we're going to, down at level 17, we're going to drift away from the vein, put in a drilling station, and then drill below it. So we want to see it. How far the mineralization goes down, so we can look at modifying our mining plan or extending it for costs.
Yeah, I think once we complete our budgets over the next few weeks, we'll be able to give a bit more direction of what our budget will look like and exactly what that will entail.
Yeah, there's
but
also...
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to ask, do you have any kind of, you know, set budget of, you know, set number of holes that you plan to drill, or is it still a wide open there?
18 right now.
Oh, 18.
About 3,000 meters.
And, Bhakti, sorry, did you have a question on CapEx?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Well, with respect to Braylon, same thing we commented on with Heiko, we've just acquired or ordered a new piece of equipment from Finning, which will arrive today or tomorrow. On the Avino side, we have mostly the equipment we need. The team does have a few items that they'd like to purchase, but primarily it will be amount spent on the new tailings facility, which we've started and will continue expenditures into 2017.
So between Q4 and Q1, how is the spend going to look like on the tailings facility?
I would probably say a few million. It really depends on how quickly we've
been slow because the weather has been wet, so the dozers have been slipping and sliding, but we expect it to improve when it dries.
Yeah, the rainy season's over, so hopefully we'll continue to move ahead quickly.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. That's it from my side.
Thanks, Bhakti.
Thanks, Bhakti.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Rob Chang with Cantor Fitzgerald. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on a solid quarter.
Thanks,
thank
Rob.
You.
Thanks, Rob.
A few questions. First off, to clarify, with respect to the new zone at Avino, it was mentioned recoveries, but it sounds like it's a grade issue. Is the production from there affected mostly by grade, or is it actually recovery because of mineralization and whatnot?
Basically, what we've noticed in the monthly reports is the gold recovery has dropped, and what we've done is we've basically been looking at the mineralogy of the gold in this particular zone. This work is currently taking place right now with one of our consultants down in Mexico. So based on those results, we'll be looking at what would be the next step we would take in trying to improve the recovery. What has happened is the gold grade in this particular zone is much higher than what the budgeted grade for the year, and this is something that's new to us, and we're sort of trying to work towards finding solutions as to how to overcome this problem.
I see. So the solution to it is still ongoing, though. The figuring
that,
out the
that
solution.
That is correct. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Moving along then, in terms of your outlook, is there any way we can get some quantification on at least the 16 numbers in terms of potential production, costs, and CapEx?
Well, so it's a different sort of question. We don't really give guidance. We can. But on the capital side, I've made a few comments there. I mean, we're not anticipating anything significant for 2017 other than the completion of the tailings facility. Our cost structures, in general, will stay the same. I don't anticipate any significant changes in G&A. San Gonzalo has been very stable. Our profit margin there has been averaging between 42 and 46%. Avino, as we expected, was a little bit lower when we first declared production. And we've seen the gross margin come up from about 25 to 38% in the current quarter, which is what we expected. Once we back off on the development style of mining, we'll continue to see our costs come down and our profit margin go up. So that's what we're anticipating for 2017 on the cost side and the CapEx.
One of the things I want to add is we're also looking at an online analyzer for the mill to improve recovery. Do you want to explain what that is, Jasmine?
Yeah. Basically, what we're looking at is more automation in the plant. Currently, what we're using to control the plant metallurgy is basically doing assays, and the turnaround time is basically about a day. And with an on-stream analyzer, we'll be able to respond much more quickly because we'll have assays for the operators to make the adjustments to the circuit, and hopefully we could optimize our recoveries in the plant by having a faster turnaround time. But the capital cost for an instrument like this is fairly, fairly high, and this is an item that is more than likely we'll probably end up in our 2017 budget.
Which begs the question, what would the cost be?
Well, our initial budget is...
It really depends because we have three independent circuits, so if we want to get three units, the price goes up. We may start testing one, right?
But yeah,
the price depends
one.
On what.
Yeah, and there's different manufacturers, too, so the price could vary quite a bit depending on which supplier you get and what kinds of bells and whistles that goes with it.
Okay.
Hopefully we can finance those in a similar way we finance some of our other significant capital items.
I see. So your assay turnaround time currently is one day, and this will make it even faster, just to be
correct.
Clear?
Correct, yes. Yes.
It's immediate.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's immediate.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thanks a lot. That's it for me.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
The next question comes from Joseph Rigor with Roth Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys, and congrats on a good quarter here.
Thanks,
Joey. So, a lot of the important topics already been touched on, but two other things here. I was curious on first one being production numbers versus sales. Is this just given new on the analyst side here? Is it a reflection of inventory build, the 40,000 roughly difference between produced and sold, or is that a payable discrepancy, or is a combination thereof?
Hold on, just having a look here. You're talking all with not compared to the comparable quarter. You're talking about for the current quarter.
Current quarter production was about a little shy of 650,000 silver equivalent, and then sold was 608. And I was just wondering, is that inventory build? Is that your reporting format for inventory build, or is that a reflection of like a payable percentage? You're only getting paid on a certain number of the ounces.
It's a bit of both. I mean, we do get paid a certain amount on the ounces, but also it is an inventory adjustment. We sold some additional material during the quarter that was produced in a prior quarter. That is correct.
Okay. Ignoring payable percentage, are you saying you had a slight inventory decrease during the quarter? On an ounces, true ounces basis, ignoring the impact of payability?
Correct.
Okay. And then on the tailings project that you guys discussed, a little bit of the timing, early next year for the new tailings facility. On your actual tailings project, the old tailings, when would we expect a construction decision or, a potential... mine plan update there next year? Like, when would those catalysts most likely occur?
Well, it's David here. So when the new tailing storage facility is completed, we're hoping by the middle of the year, we then have to make it safe to put a drill rig on top. So we're planning to drill some holes and put some pumps down at the bottom and suck the moisture out Then we're going to drill the rest of the tailings from top to bottom through the sulfides. Then, based on the PEA recommendations, we need to metallurgically test the upper sulfides to see if they leach. Jasmine can comment on how long that takes. And once that's done, maybe by the end of next year, we could be in a position to move that project forward. I mean, yeah, it really depends how successful those leach tests take. If they have to do multiple tests, I mean, they take, what, 90 days each
time? Some of them
auto roll and column leach tests?
Exactly. It's really the column leach test that will really dictate the amount of time that's required. So you, some of these column leach tests could last as long as 3 months or 4 months.
Okay.
So,
all right, so it's a bit fluid right now.
Early 2018, we could be in a position to really move that project forward.
Okay, and given that backdrop, that there's some uncertainty as far as timing, would you say that, you know, it's still ahead of Braylorn, or would you say that they're kind of on equal tracks as far as timing of, you know, potential construction, or do you think maybe Braylorn could possibly move ahead of it?
Well, we're looking at bringing Braylon back online before the end of next year.
Okay.
At 300.
All right, so it sounds like that one might be ahead then. That's good to hear.
Oh, well ahead. You mean once we decide to move the oxide tailings project forward, then it's another year to build it out and permit it and build, you know, so it could be 2019 by the time we are producing from there.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update, guys. I'll turn it over.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. There are no more questions at this time. I would now like to hand the call over to David Wolfin for closing remarks.
Well, I just want to thank you all and appreciate you calling in today on such a busy day in the political world. We're thrilled about our results. We're proud of our teams here in Canada and in Mexico, and ask you to please continue to follow our developments and hang in there with us as we grow the company. Thanks again, and have a great day.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.